Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. Today's Kickstarter highlight is Thunderbirds. And I have one of the team members behind the game. I have Matt with me today. How's it going, Matt?
Real good.
So thanks for joining me. I know that a Kickstarter can be pretty hectic and crazy, and I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to talk with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you do for the game, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. So I'm Matt Leacock. I'm a game designer working out of Sunnyvale, California. I'm the lead designer on Thunderbirds, and I've done a number of cooperative games in the past, including Pandemic.
Awesome. Well, that's a great game, too. I've played that one. So, well, tell us a little bit about Thunderbirds, what it's about, and what can we expect?
Sure. So in Thunderbirds, you take on the role of international rescue. You're sort of this secret team tasked with rescuing people around the world when all other means have failed. And this is based on a TV show from the UK in the 60s, 1964, 1965.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, and it's the 50th anniversary of the show this year, and we're rolling out this game sort of in time. It's a really great time to roll out the game. And so it's a co-op game, like I mentioned. You're all working together to rescue people around the world, and at the same time, your nemesis, the Hood, is threatening to unleash his evil scheme, and you need to foil his scheme in order to win the game.
Awesome. So, comparatively, you said you worked on Pandemic and other games. Can you compare it to any other co-op games out there that maybe people can get a good idea?
Yeah, well, it's a pure cooperative experience, so the game is playing against you, and you need to overcome it. So that's similar to other co-op games that I've designed. This one is interesting in that you're always evaluating risk. You're never certain whether you're going to win or succeed at a given mission. So you can try to increase your odds of success on any given mission, but that takes additional time. So you're always kind of pressing your luck and evaluating, time versus risk throughout the game.
That's great. And so, being that it's the 50th year anniversary of Thunderbirds and that you're designing this game, do you have a past with Thunderbirds, and that's why you wanted to create a Thunderbirds game?
You know, the head of Modiphius, who is the publisher of Thunderbirds, Chris Birch, approached me at Spiel in Germany. I think it was in 2013, and he was wondering, he wanted to do a co-op game, so he sought me out. And he pitched this idea of a Thunderbirds game, and at the time, I had never heard of Thunderbirds growing up in the States. It just wasn't on when I turned on the TV. But he was so excited about the game, and he was so enthusiastic about it. I told him I would check it out, and I immediately saw the appeal of the show and how good a fit it would be for a game. So I signed on right after that.
Nice. So you're a newcomer to Thunderbirds, but you've grown to love it.
I've immersed myself in all the shows, movies, source books, comics, etc. So yeah, I'm becoming a bit of an expert on it.
Well, that's good. Well, and I'm sure that will show through the game itself. So, as we're talking today, you guys have 18 days left to go on your Kickstarter, but you guys are already successfully funded and well past that as well. So, congratulations.
Thanks.
So, what are the future plans for Thunderbirds as the Kickstarter continues to go on?
Well, we've been unlocking upgrades to the base game and additional expansions for the game. We had some of this sort of like larger arc planned, but the funding has been so successful, we've accelerated a bit on it. So we've got the base game already locked and loaded. It took about 2 or 3 hours for that to fund. And the first expansion adds additional characters, so you can play Brains or Tintin or Parker and have their vehicles. And then there's another expansion which adds mission vehicles, additional miniatures to the game, and allows you to kind of level up your characters so that the character you're playing gets better and better as the game progresses. And then we got a third expansion, which is the Hood, which I'm working on right now, which allows a fifth player to play against the team. So you've got four people playing, or I should say 2 to 4 people playing International Rescue, and one player playing against the team.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun to design because there's all sorts of nefarious things you can do as this player.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and there's more. Chris actually has announced that there's going to be a role-playing tie-in, so they've committed to developing out an RPG that will make use of the game board's materials. There's a lot of great little miniatures that come with the game.
Great. So a little bit of crossover gameplay going on there. So that's
pretty exciting.
Yeah,
so exactly. You can buy that as an add-on to the game if you're into role-playing games.
That's cool. So we know that the game is being made, and when do you hope to have this game out to the backers and to the public?
Right, so we're working very hard to get the game to backers in August. So if you go to working to get a pickup time at Gen Con. So if you go to Gen Con, you should be able to pick up the game there, and then it'll ship to backers in August, and then it'll go into the retail channel in September. So that's just for the base game. So we've unlocked all these great things, but we don't want to put the base game at risk, so the expansions will come out later in the year. I believe they're due by Christmas.
Oh, good. Well, there. Everyone can enjoy starting in the summer and then getting more for Christmas. So that's pretty exciting.
Exactly.
That's really cool. So with Thunderbirds and everything that is this, has this been your first Kickstarter experience, or have you done other games through Kickstarter?
This is the first one I've been really directly involved with. There was another game called Roll Through the Ages, the Iron Age, which I designed by Tom Lehman based on a system that I developed for called the Bronze Age. And I was sort of tangentially involved with the development, but this one I'm all in.
Awesome. So it must have been really exciting when the game funded so quickly after it launched.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch the numbers tick up in the early hours.
That's well, and even as we're talking right now, I'm keeping an eye on the Kickstarter page, and there's already been some more funders and money going your guys' way, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
And so I imagine there's people that have previous experience maybe with you or with Chris, and they're looking forward to the games, but there are probably a lot of Thunderbird fans out there that are going to be, you know, geeking out over this, I'm sure.
I think so. We want the game to appeal to fans, so we're paying a lot of attention to detail to make sure that, you know, we get all the facts right about the show. At the same time, I'm doing a lot of testing with people who have never even heard of Thunderbirds and making sure that, you know, the game just stands on its own as well.
Yeah, appeals to those people that don't even know what that is. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. So where can people find out more about you or about Chris or about Thunderbirds to give us a little bit more information so people could look you guys up?
Sure. Well, you could start at the Kickstarter page. Just go to Kickstarter.com and search for Thunderbirds. You should be able to find that pretty quickly. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to leacock.com, LEACOCK.com. All my games are there. And I've got a blog. You can actually check out the rules for Thunderbirds right off the blog, because I've got those open in Google Docs, and you can read right through it and comment on them, actually.
Cool.
And then you can learn more about the publisher, Modiphius, at Modiphius.com.
There you go. And I'll have links to that, so you guys can check that out in the show notes. So, Matt, thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it. And Thunderbirds looks like a really exciting game.
Hey, thanks so much, Barry.
No problem, and good luck to other future projects, and I hope to see you on Kickstarter again.
All right, great, thank you.
And thanks to Dan from the Geek All-Stars for our intro and outro. I get really pumped up when I hear my name announced like that. Thanks, Dan. Until next time, guys, may you back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.